This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everything good is discussable here on the DJV program. I like to refer to myself as a centrist. Some people say that I'm spineless because I have very strong opinions about pretty much everything. Victoria knows that. Victoria Keeler is here. Jennifer is still out with the virus. So when it comes to figuring out what's going on, I'm very, very firm in my beliefs. And I like and respect people. That's one of the reasons Victoria is here, because even though I don't agree with much of what she says, and not much, but some of
what she says. I was going to say, really? I feel like we don't disagree on...
No, we don't disagree too much, yeah. But I think that and Jennifer and I disagree, but you know what? It's okay. It's important. It's part of what Americana really is all about. And the more you limit your exposure to things or think that because you don't agree, those things are untrue, the stiffer the problem is in our country to figure out, it's harder for us to figure out how to move ahead because we get stuck. It's like standing in cement and letting it harden. That doesn't bode well for being able to advance. So whether you think it's true or not, whether you think, I guess looking at all sides would be something that I'd like to think we could do. And hopefully we hold to that here on this program. That was very interesting. Names in the news. Mackenzie Scott, you know who she is? You know who she is.
No.
No. She's the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. So when they got divorced last year, she got to be the world's richest woman. $38 billion was the divorce settlement.
Nuts.
How do you even imagine those numbers? And Bezos didn't seem to care. Why would you? If you're worth $150 billion and you give $37 to your, it's all zeros. What does it mean? My son and I were talking about the other day, of talking about people who are wealthy and what they do with the money. You know, what people do with their money is none of anybody else's business. Do what you want with your money. But in the case of Ms. Scott, she's going to give away $1.7 billion this week to some cause that focuses, or a number of causes, I guess, that focus on racial equality, LGBTQ rights, health issues, that sort of thing. She's been blogging about that this week, announcing she has a new name, too. She took it from her middle name. She signed a giving pledge in this new name, commitment to donate the majority of her fortune after she split from Bezos. After that, she got a 4% stake in Amazon. So she gives away the stuff. She's still got a 4% stake. What's that worth? That's got
a lot. One of the reasons Bezos doesn't care about losing all that money is because he's already probably made it back in the pandemic. Amazon has just it's been a lifeline for so many people. Everything is ordered from Amazon, so even groceries. So I doubt he really is missing it.
Okay, is this the man's point of view, Victoria? When I look at his wife, and then I look at the girlfriend, I would choose the wife, were it me.
Because men only judge by looks.
Well, but only judge by looks, but you can take a shot at me if you'd like.
Well, because you just said that.
Oh, wow.
You don't know either woman.
I don't know either one of them. So,
right.
How
so you're
else
judging
do you
on
make
the looks.
Up your mind? How do you make up your mind if it isn't by how somebody looks until you get to know them? And then maybe to know them is to love them.
I don't know. He seems to be hanging in there with the new girlfriend. So.
Yeah, seems to like her.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Whatever. Who's it become? We're being gossipy, and I don't want to be gossipy.
We?
Okay, I started it. So now I'll move on to what's going on with Remington Arms, one of the oldest gun makers, filing for Chapter 11 again. Made his filing in the bankruptcy court in Alabama. Second time in 2 years they filed for Chapter 11. So what would be the cause? A lot of people are buying guns. So what's the problem here? They were sued, I think, weren't they? Isn't the Sandy Hook thing part of this?
And and I think that that was one of the reasons, and a lot of the settlements to victims, I think that was probably the main reason for the first time that they filed bankruptcy. Yeah. But I'm not sure why they, unless they're just still, they can't get out of debt, I don't know. And maybe that's why they have to do it again. But, yeah.
Well, you look, this is sort of a reflection on the old cowboy movies. I was watching last night as I'm falling off to sleep, High Noon, which is an old Gary Cooper movie, and in it prominently focused or featured were Colt guns. The big names in manufacturing during the early West were Remington, Colt, Smith & Wesson, and I think they're all still around now, a matter of fact. But, you know, there's a, you look at what interest there is, a fascination, if that's what it is, in guns that some people have. And how, I guess I wonder.
Does Winchester still exist? You know, those rifles?
Winchester. They're part of the.
That story is really interesting to me. Did you ever see, it was not a great movie, but it's an interesting story. The Widow Winchester, Helen Mirren played her in the movie.
I don't know the movie.
She has that famous house. I want to say it's in, like, Oregon or Seattle. Or outside of Seattle, I forget what state, but she has this, she had this massive house after her husband died, and so she had construction crews working 24/7, and so she just kept adding on to the house in very nonsensical ways, like stairways that would go nowhere. But essentially, she felt that that she was being haunted by all the people who had been killed by Winchester rifles. And so that's why she kept the construction crews all night long, because it would keep, she thought it would help keep away evil, you know, spirits that were trying to haunt her. It's an interesting story. Lots of, the house is still there. It's like a museum now. You can walk through it.
She's great in roles like that, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was very,
very
good. The movie itself was like, but she was really good in it.
Yeah. It just, you know, under the circumstances, I was looking at some of the business stories. That every once in a while I like to take a business bent here because there are a lot of, you know, American companies that are suffering. Some are doing better than others. They're wondering what's going to happen now if we sort of slouch into another episode. Looks like we're going in that direction, although I don't think we're going to go back to as bad as it was last spring. But it still isn't good in certain parts of the country. And that's affecting a lot of businesses. We've been talking off and on about airlines and what's going on with the airlines. What's this one doing? How many people are, what was it? American announced 25,000 they're going to furlough. United is sending 35,000 home. And now Southwest says it's going to send 17,000 people either to early retirement. They take buyouts. Or extended leave. My sister, who worked for Delta since she was, about 19 or 20, she took time off to have her children, but she at 76 decided last Friday to call it quits because they gave her a package that was worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the same as a pension, right? It's just
a buyout.
Or something.
Yeah, she could have stayed working until she dropped. But they wanted to move people.
Wonder where
people
she gets that from.
Out. Must be
in our blood. Running your family?
It must, yeah. Although my sister, who was a school teacher, retired when she was 59. She'd been teaching for 34 years and thought that was enough. I think she still would be good. She was really a good teacher. I was good at it for as long as I lasted, but I got impatient because I wasn't... I know you'll find this hard to believe. I wasn't great... At authority, the principal and I didn't get along particularly well.
Shocking.
That was the end of that career. Anyway, the fellow that runs Southwest Airlines, a guy named Gary Kelly, says that 4,400 employees this week chosen to retire early, and another 12,000 signed up for extended time off. So he's happy with the response. I think most of the people running these airlines just are trying to get out from under because they know it'll be a year, no matter how they slice this. There are planes sitting on the ground all over the place in the Southwest. You go to Arizona, where the UFO base is. Americans got 400 planes parked there.
And near Roswell?
Yeah. You know, you go around places like Tucson. Between Tucson and Phoenix, there are a couple of places. They like to park them in the desert because it's dry and the planes won't corrode, they won't rust. So they just, put them back to work once things change. Imagine
you're
Boeing.
Were you able to get, I don't remember, we talked about this yesterday, when you fly out to California in a few weeks, were you able to actually find a direct flight?
Because
I know you said you had to kind of go around the horn.
Yeah, I made two arrangements to take direct flights. Because that's what, I don't want to go through. Even if I didn't have to, worry about whether I was going to be exposed to stuff, I just don't want to spend an extra hour and 40 minutes to a flight that, especially if I'm only going to be gone for a couple of days. I don't mind it if I was going to do it for a longer period.
Well, and it's also, why risk the exposure of another airport?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know?
So American changed their, I was on the phone yesterday. You'll appreciate this. I told you the story last Friday, I think, or earlier this week about my dealings with Verizon and how they made a mess out of it. And I was on the phone with a lady last Friday for an hour and 40 minutes trying to straighten out a number of things adjacent to the bill. So then at the end of the conversation, she says, we'll have somebody there, a service person there, September the 20th. Won't you like that? Hello, this is July the 21st, I'm going to wait 2 months? And she said, that's the best we can do. I said, no, it's not. It's all you want to do. It certainly is not the best you can do. And I know you're not running the company, but, under the circumstances.
She's like, I was wrong. It's November, mister.
Right.
That's when I can send someone
out. So then they've now said it will be August at some point in time. So we went through. Another person called, so I went through. They sent me a document to verify what I had agreed to last Friday. The document wasn't what I agreed to last Friday. It had added more charges. So I said, no, I didn't agree to this. And so they go all through their kerfluffle. But this is what they do, and I was talking about that with regard
to Verizon does.
American. Well, American, the same thing. They had direct flights back installed. Okay, so I'll take a direct flight. Nope. And then they cancel it again. So I said, I called America. I said, screw it. I'm going to put the money back in my account. I'm going to try something else. So I went to, I wanted to try JetBlue, but their prices are outrageous. So then I went to United. I wanted to go on Delta, but they don't have any direct flights. So I went to United and got the one flight they've got. And so we'll see what it's like sitting up in the front on that deal. At any rate, but the business of being in the airlines, not something you'd want to be in, I think, not for the faint of heart at the moment. It's tough, tough, tough. And it's the same for most travel, most anything, even if it's entertainment-based. It's a tough world, and it's going to be this way, I think, until probably next spring. That's my guess, anyway. 19 after the hour here on the DJV program. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Music time, 23 after the hour on the DJV program. So I must admit to not knowing who the Black Pumas are.
They're a new duo. They're really great. I'm a big fan.
All right, so then maybe you can lend some credibility to my story here about this new live in-studio version of a song we're listening to called Confines here in the upcoming deluxe edition of their debut album out next month. This version of Confines will be one of three live in-studio cuts that will be on the deluxe edition of Black Pumas, along with a rendition of Colors and October 33rd. What's the significance of that, do we know?
Don't know.
No.
Colors is a big hit for them right now. This is all over the radio. Yeah. They just have such a cool, like, it's soul and R&B and blues all kind of wrapped up.
This is a Philadelphia sound, not a Motown sound. Crack this up for a second, will you? Yeah. Where are they from, do you know?
I want to say Texas, but I could be
wrong.
Really?
Huh. They've got,
the guy's got a sick voice.
Well, he sounds like Luther Vandross to me. That's what comes to me right first. Listening
a little
to
bit.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're from Austin.
Austin, really? Huh. So they get some cover songs in this new album. Their take on Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, renditions of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby, Bobby Blue Bland's Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City. That'd be something I'd like to listen to.
Well, this guy's voice is so soulful, he can kind of make anything sound good, so I'm really interested to hear him do Eleanor Rigby, and just to see, you know, hear how they cover songs.
Yeah. So you can pre-order it, but it'll be on release the 28th of next month. Double LP vinyl version released in October with a 7-inch single bonus. Some new artwork, previously unpublished in studio and live photographs. You know, it's tough. New artists like this who are good to get airplay, it's very difficult these days. Unless you find them. They mostly still get their initial airplay on the radio, and then, you know, sometimes people find them and they follow them.
It's kind of the one good thing that Sirius does. Sirius is a place where you can find new artists.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of the last places you can find new artists, and that's where I've heard Black Pumas. They're all over Sirius.
Are they? 26 after the hour, Spice Girl Melanie C, who's 40, revealed she'll be releasing a self-titled studio album in October to accompany her 8th solo LP. Mel C shared a single. That's what you're listening to here. In and Out of Love. Let's listen. Crank it up, though, will you? This is pretty much like her. I kind of liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's very dancey. And she has just one hit after another in the UK. And Australia, too. Like, internationally, she's huge.
Melanie C will arrive nearly 21 years to the day after her debut solo album, Northern Star. She said it's so brilliant to release a pure pop, upbeat, positive, fun tune. I think it's exactly what the world needs right now. She previously released singles Who I Am, that was in March, and High Heels, that came out last November. She reunited with the former Spice Girls for a reunion last year. In a new interview with Rolling Stone, she discusses her first time being recognized on the street as sporty, the experience of meeting her personal hero, Madonna, and the emotions of performing on stage. I remember the first time I cried to a song, but I cried a lot on stage. Often when I see other people's reactions to songs that you're singing, obviously you see what it means to them, that can often make me cry. I wonder about that with people who look in the audience and you actually see what impact you're having on the audience. She says when I go off on bad vocals, that's my excuse.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The COVID-19 death toll in the United States has now soared past 150,000 as cases continue to rise in many U.S. states. More than 4.4 million infections have been recorded in the nation since the start of the pandemic. Yesterday, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that members will now have to wear masks when in the House unless they're speaking on the floor.
The Speaker has the authority to direct the Sergeant at Arms to remove a member from the floor as a matter of decorum. To reiterate, the Chair views the failure to wear a mask as a serious breach of decorum.
Her announcement came shortly after Republican Representative Louie Gohmert disclosed he's tested positive for COVID-19. The Republican has been critical of mask mandates since the pandemic began. And this is USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Many experts say be careful where you're getting your COVID-19 information. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
As the world races to find a vaccine and a treatment for COVID-19, there seems to be no antidote in sight for the outbreak of coronavirus conspiracy theories, hoaxes, and anti-mask myths. Officials say Russians are spreading fake news by social media. President Trump tweeted a doctor in a video that promoted hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Emmanuel said you don't need masks and you don't need people to be locked down. In actuality, federal regulators last month revoked their authorization of the drug as an emergency treatment amid growing evidence it doesn't work and has deadly side effects. Social media began removing the video from President Trump for violating policies on COVID-19 misinformation. Many of the claims in Emmanuel's video are widely disputed by medical experts. Other hoaxes say the virus isn't real or that it's a bioweapon created by the U.S. One hoax claimed the new 5G towers were spreading the virus through microwaves.
And Dunkin' is putting its coffee into a couple of new flavors of cereal. It's teaming up with Post, and starting next month, people will be able to pick up mocha latte or caramel macchiato-flavored cereal at their local grocery store. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After the hour on your thought-provoking DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, here to provoke you in any way that I can. Every once in a while I provoke Victoria with some success. Victoria Keenan is here. Jennifer as well. Jennifer's not here. She's trying to go through the process. It'd be interesting to hear the stories because we've not had, I don't think we've actually ever, since this started, talked to anybody who had the virus. Have we?
I have, not on the air.
Mm-hmm. Nope. So, anyway, we'll have that experience when we do. Leading the way into today, however, with a number of things. There are a number of things you need to know today. Victoria has selected one of many things that you probably either you don't know much about or maybe you don't know about at all with regard to the virus and how things are shaking out, Victoria.
Yeah, this is a good one. So the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has opened the door to COVID-19 testing that could be fast, cheap, and handled at home, which is great news. Routine screening of people who don't know that they have COVID-19 could transform the fight against the disease, according to the FDA commissioner. He said these types of tests will be a game changer in our fight against the virus and will be crucial as the nation looks to reopen. Now, at this point, the FDA has not allowed anyone to sell these tests for at-home use. This will be the first. So lab tests to detect the coronavirus are accurate now, which, you know, that was a little dicey in the beginning, but they're often restricted to people who have symptoms. In New Jersey, you don't need to have symptoms. You can get a free test. I've been doing it weekly. And so just really depends on where you live. But then again, like in California, when Jen first felt like she needed to get a test, it was very difficult for her to actually get a test. And so, and then the one that she did take was a negative. And her doctor said that was a false negative because she used the saliva test. That was all that was available to her. And my doctor had told me that those are the least accurate. So if you are going to take a COVID test, make sure it's the kind that goes up your nose because those are the most accurate. And you know, and then again, results, some people wait 2 weeks for results. It's crazy. And so, and this goes back once again to Governor Cuomo. He said, look, when we reopen in the fall, if businesses open, schools open, if you have testing that's available at home, you wake up, you take a test, you're negative, you go to work. That's fine. You wake up the next day, you take another test, you're negative, you go back to work. Same thing with kids in school. And as soon as you test positive, you stay away from everybody. That is the most logical, in my opinion, that's the most logical way to deal with this virus. And so this is, we're on the next step. There's a clinic in Massachusetts is charging $160 per test, and it's not covered by insurance. So right now, the FDA is really working on bringing that price way down. And so they said screening at home should start with once or twice a week, and then it allows people to know, you know, like I said, if you want to go back to the office or you want to send your kids to school, if you can do it at home, then, you know, you'll have a leg up on everybody else, which is great.
The Department of Food and Agriculture in most states is trying to help people like me who are involved in farmers markets. As most of you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and we are involved in a number of farmers markets with our ice cream service. And so as I look around at what's going on, not only here in my local area, but around the country, as people are thirsting, they're crying, they are really going out of their way this year to find, get access to kind of fresh food you get at a farmer's market if you can't go right to the farm. I suggest you go to the farm first, see if you can get farms around you that are growing produce, or maybe you can get some milk. Less likely you find milk and cheese locally because of what the government has done to screw up the dairy industry. But now, because of what happened when nobody could find anything in the stores in the spring, where's the food? I guess we decided we'd go find where the food actually came from. What a concept.
Well, and I don't know where the food is, because we just did a big grocery order yesterday, and we ordered from the local Wegmans, and I had to order a second order from Instacart through Foodtown, because the produce is gone. There's no produce. It's just, I don't know what happened. It's all sold out
again. Well, I'll tell you what happened. Here's what happened. The national growers of produce that ship stuff all across the country, or have, that's been their M.O., they have found that it's they're being inundated locally, wherever they are. People are trying to get at the source of the food. So whether it's a huge grower or whether it's a smaller local grower or regional grower, they're still being, people have turned this upside down, Victoria. They're learning where the food comes from. They want it fresh, even though Wegmans or whoever the food, the grocer is, will make the greens and all of the fresh vegetables look like they're fresh. They really aren't. They're days old. They spray water on them and they do whatever they do. But that
doesn't
mean
that they're fresh. Yeah, you're right, and that's true. And the other thing that I found really surprising, even like there were no tomatoes, I couldn't find.
Tomatoes are hard. You can't go into any restaurant and find tomatoes. They're not
New Jersey's the tomato state, so where are the tomatoes? Are they being shipped somewhere else? And then the other thing is, good luck finding any organic produce right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is a New Jersey thing. I don't know. Maybe people are stocking up, or
they're getting it at the farm. And it's this has started a new era of canning and freezing. People who didn't know how to do this, but their mothers or their grandmothers knew how to do it, now they're learning how to find good fresh produce. You know, it's early in the season, although, well, I guess we're mid-season. Corn is usually when corn comes out, that pretty much tells you that everything else has matured. So whether it's certain types of summer squash, or whether the potatoes are just coming in, the cabbage, the cauliflower, whatever you like, that's cool. Cucumbers, you can't do much. Well, you can pickle cucumbers, that's for sure, and beets. Then there's spinach and lettuce, all the things that are good, vitamin K stuff, all of that. People have really turned things around. This is a good move, actually, and it's a good year to be a produce farmer, not a great year to be a dairy farmer. Which brings me around to reminding everybody about this very dangerous situation and I've seen this on every single local cast, online news service, whether it's here in my backyard, across the state, or across the country. Those damn seeds from the Chinese man, they're really making it, and they got everybody shaking, hoping that nobody, the government says, don't open these unsolicited packages of seed that are coming from China. What's that?
All 50 states have now issued warnings because they've shown up in every state.
Everywhere. Yep. These bastards in the Chinese Communist Party, man, they're incorrigible. So wherever you just don't...
Has anyone put these in a lab yet to figure out exactly
They're not saying what they are, but you can be sure that they've been put with some mice someplace to see what either they do to the mice or stick them in some soil somewhere to see what they grow and test the soil. My bet is that some kind of poison that will ruin the soil. I don't know that, but I'm just speculating because that's how insidious those no-good bastards are. That's really what it is. I don't hold back. The government of China has to go. My hope is the people of China will do the dirty work for the rest of the world because there are so many stories that are just kind of creeping out of there, the unrest in China, because through their own doing, you know, they're not that smart. They created a new middle class in China, which kind of never had, or certainly not in the modern era, had a middle class. And now, you know, half of them are out of work. And you see what's going on. We've had, two or three stories this week about companies that are taking their business and moving it to other, and these are big companies, not small companies, just getting out of China, which is very rewarding. I like to see that. I want to see more of it. But where is the leadership coming from in terms of our country and people who are legislatively supposedly on the ball? They aren't really, because there's very little action in terms of incentivizing getting businesses back to our country. I don't see it happening in large scale. I see the individual companies having a conscience and doing what they can because they know that eventually it'll be good for business, frankly. Whatever the motivation.
The deal is a really good start.
That's
a really good start. I'm very happy that we were able to make that happen.
But how many more businesses can there be like that, Victoria, that can start something here and keep it here? I'm just looking at my farm, one of my farm bureau newsletters this morning, and the headline is USDA investigates packages of unsolicited dangerous seeds from China. I don't know how they know they're dangerous. They don't know what's in them, but they don't, because of where they're from, they don't trust that there's anything good about them. And I think that's the warning.
The interesting thing is the USDA has now, because this is, like we said, this is in all 50 states, now people have reported receiving them. So a couple things that the USDA has pointed out that I think are worth mentioning. You and I have been saying if you are a recipient of these seeds, do not open the package. Don't throw it out.
Throw
the USDA
away,
says...
No.
The USDA says do not throw them in the trash because they'll end up in a landfill and they can take root in the landfill, which is something I didn't even think about. So don't throw them out. Don't open them and keep the packaging and everything intact and contact your state's plant regulatory official. So there are plenty of easy ways to find that. The other thing that people are not thinking about, if you receive these seeds, you need to figure out if your personal data has been compromised. I know I always go back to tech, but this is important. Check your bank statements, your credit reports, your credit card bills. Make sure nothing is out of the ordinary, because they're thinking that the reason that some of these people are receiving the seeds is because their data has been compromised, and that's how their address and phone number. I know, I know. So this is something like, you know, this is... When we talk about China and the Chinese government, and we already know the hacking scams that we've been subjected to and have fallen victim to, They found the update. Remember the two hackers that have been officially charged by the U.S. government? Now they're never going to come here. They're being harbored in China. Well, those two hackers also hacked the Vatican. That's the newest update on that. So, yeah, a lot of money to be stolen there.
So you have to
make sure you're really protecting your own stuff. Freeze your credit reports unless you know you're going to be taking out a new line of credit. You have to really make sure you check your credit report. And a Credit Karma is free. I use it every week, and it's the best thing out there. It will let you know if anything weird and new is going on with your credit score. So you have to just protect yourself.
Couple of quickies with regard to the protest movement. The administration has pulled the federal agents out of Portland, so that kind of takes care of that. Meanwhile, around here, some of the city councilors in various cities proposing that the responsibility for routine traffic stops should not be a police matter. It ought to be in the hands of trained, unarmed city traffic workers. They kind of do that in Los Angeles and some other cities, too, I think. If you look at the studies, you can see that black and brown people are much more likely to be pulled over and searched. And if you have a civilian conduct the stop, that decreases the likelihood of violence. Mm-hmm. The other side of it is if you do stop somebody who is violent or who's got other ideas, maybe you're going to have a problem. So I know how to deal with that. But we have traffic, what they call them, traffic wardens. I know that that's what goes on in L.A. And, police probably, for the most part, ought not to be doing that sort of thing or be involved in traffic stops in any, when they stand out there with a radar gun, they're not protecting anybody. They're out there, they're revenue enhancement officers. They're not trying to get, they're not trying to slow people. They hope you'll go faster so they can stop you and fine you. They want that money. Mm-hmm. That's what that's about. How do you like your lasagna? He said, as a non-sequitur. We celebrated National Lasagna Day, and so the clip of the day today at djvshow.com is our celebration of how to make lasagna. I make it the right way. Victoria makes it the wrong way.
Yes, I don't add American cheese, apparently, so that's how you have deemed me making it inappropriate.
We want to Americanize lasagna. So you can listen to that fabulous discussion and the whole program, in fact, every day, all day long. We've got a special spot for it, a special place in your heart, your ear, and your head. Find it at djvshow.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen. The vaccines that are being touted for the disease, for COVID, when I say the disease, does anybody not know what I'm talking about? The disease. Vaccines, maybe. Does it always have to be, this is the question, does it have to be injected with a needle, or sometimes are vaccines administered through capsules?
Well, sometimes they're inhaled, but they're usually injected.
Mm-hmm. And why is that?
Just how they are meant to get into the body. They're usually given into a muscle, and then they're absorbed, and, you know, that's the route. So if you swallow them, you know, there's acid in the stomach, you'd probably disintegrate the vaccine, and it wouldn't be able to smoothly get to your immune system to charge it up. That's probably the reason why you can't give them oral. Although the polio vaccine is given orally, so it really varies.
Okay, then if that's the case, the next question has to do with what people are being given to treat the disease. Why not? I know some of the stuff, if not all of it, comes in capsule form. Why not give the treatments as intravenously as well, needles?
Well, some of them are the dexamethasone and it just depends on how. Now we're talking pharmacology. We're talking about how to get the active ingredients to the disease. And with various drugs, it depends on the route is what you're talking about. Is it oral? Is it injection in the soft tissue, in the muscle, in the vein? And the best route depends on the drug, because you don't want the body to disintegrate the active ingredient, and it varies from drug to drug.
All right. So the $64 question following up on that is survival. We've talked about how to not get it, but once you get it, how do you survive? How do you make sure? Is there a treatment? Do you need to go to the hospital? Or is it different depending on each individual case?
Well, the way to survive this is, if you need to be in the hospital, is to get there as soon as possible. And, you know, if you're having trouble breathing, if your symptoms are accelerating hour to hour and not stabilizing, these are really the true indicators that you need to get to the hospital. If you have any questions, this is where telehealth helps. You know, call on the phone your provider, call the emergency room. If you are not sure if you need to go in, don't just present, call. And there are plenty of people available with telehealth to help you make that decision.
And if you care to have telemedicine through Dr. Ken's office at Lake Cardiology, you can avail yourself of that easily by calling his office line 352-735-1400. I tell you, that's a public service. There's nobody I'd rather go to or have help from than Ken. 352-735-1400. Let's move on from the continuing focus on COVID. There's a question about whether porn consumption makes it better, easier, or not to have sexual relations.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be able to help me analyze this study and help me explain the results, but this comes out of the European Association.
Excuse me, are you talking to me?
Well, I don't know if it's from personal experience, but just from intuition. You got your outstanding intuition.
Thank
but
you.
From the European Association of Urology virtual congress this week, we learned that more porn consumption actually creates greater erectile dysfunction in European men. And maybe we want to speculate on why that is so.
Maybe. Or maybe not.
But...
All right, let's get to
it. It is what it is.
Yeah, I get it. Good news is wrapped around this question. With all the talk about COVID, what about other mortality rates? For example, around this country and around the world, infant mortality has always been a focal point. What's happening there with those rates?
Amazingly, the very, very young are avoiding deaths from COVID-19, and we still don't understand why. That's going to be one of the mysteries that will be unraveled in the next few months, hopefully. But the good news this week, announced by the CDC, is that American infant mortality rate has hit an all-time low here in America, and that's great news.
Yeah, one would wonder what the ingredients are. We just have better health care. We have, you know, what brings us to that number? Something that probably takes a lot more time than we have here. Matter of fact, we're out of time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.